Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I talked about, you know, where the church was turning to government. Well, it wasn't the 80s. I mean, come on. It was actually in 2000. It was during George W. Bush's administration, you know, the faith-based organizations and all that stuff that was going on. And so with that, it was actually around, I guess, 2000, whatever, when during his administration. Yeah. But the church was just running to him. So I just want to make a correction for that. And if you made this part of that, that it wasn't in the '80s. It was actually in after the year 2000. This was taking place, and now, in the context of that, now we're seeing the people turn to the government, but we can't say anything because the church turned to the government during George W. Bush's administration, President Bush's administration. It was really, I mean, desperately turning to government. It was amazing, and you know why? Because 97% of the church, according to George Barna, is robbing God and not even giving him his tithes and his offerings.
Right.
Because those that are leading in ministry, there would be plenty enough to be able to do that. But I got news for you. Our president, during the Cairo speech, in his first international speech, President Barack Obama, when he went there, and this is part of, put this together with that, is that he went there and he said, and I can't give you the word right now, but there is a, in Islam, there's a particular temple tax that they pay that, you know, every Muslim pays that. And with that, they do kind deeds and feed the poor and do all these different things. Well, he specifically said that he's going to work with Islam to be able to make sure that that fits within the context of our laws in America, where you get, the, I guess, the nonprofit type status and all that for, you know, Islam and the Muslims, so they can actually give their monies and stuff. Well, I got news for you. The Muslims are more faithful to their God and their religion. And the Mormons are more faithful to their God and their religion, because they say you can't even go to heaven. I think both of them probably say that. You know, if you don't give your, if you don't give to the poor and you don't give your tithe and works oriented, then you don't go to heaven. Well, the church is 97% is robbing God. So let me just through osmosis alone, through through the money that will be made available to Islam and the money in the Mormon church, you're seeing what they're doing. There's a reason why the Mormons are able to do the different things they're doing, because they say you can't get to heaven unless you give 10. I mean, think about it. The government, you know, all the money they tax, it's a government. And that was the biggest concern originally. And you can find out about this on, and hopefully on the app soon it'll be made available, the original tent about America was, there was a long time that Utah was not allowed in as a state.
Right.
I mean, for 47 years, I believe it was, because they were concerned about, first of all, you know, plural marriages, having multiple wives. But the biggest thing they were concerned about was they were a bigger taxing entity than the government. They would have a whole another kingdom in the kingdom, if you want to say, a natural kingdom. And so they were concerned that they would actually take over.
Wow.
And so they conceded, Brigham Young conceded and said that we will, you know, all of a sudden, you know, plural marriages is not right anymore.
Right.
And but they still are. You know, 10% is being you know, given in to the Mormon organization, and Islam's doing the same thing. And our president's working with them. You know, and whatever. I mean, that's, I mean, you know, people do what they do. I'm just saying that we as the church, we're gonna have to wake up. We're gonna have to wake up and quit, you know, spending all of what God's given us on ourselves and realize we have to wake up and quit robbing God, because just through osmosis alone. When somebody's preaching works and somebody's preaching you can't get to heaven unless you, you know, blow somebody up or, you know, unless you give this particular amount of money, or you can't, you know, get to the third celestial heaven if you don't do this, and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I mean, just through works alone, because they're thinking you have to actually do this to get saved. They're going to be more faithful to their religion than the church is to God. And understand this. When you give God his tithe, the first fruits, the first, not at the end, the first fruits, and you give him offerings on top of that, you're saying he's the God of the harvest. You're saying he's the one that gave that to you. You're acknowledging him. But understand, we got to get this. If not, we will get it over probably maybe a 10-year period. We may have to fight for our own country again, and maybe the church, you know, and the country can come and go. But, you know, what are we going to do with ourselves?
That's right.
As the church, we want to obey God in that area. So I just wanted to understand that make that correction, that it was during the George W. Bush reign, you know, for when he was president, that was taken, and it was aggressive, and you can hear the rest of it there, but aggressive, where people mm-hmm. today are in jail because they're trying to mingle all that, and it was just really weird, and it's like, is God not enough? We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.